For some who survived South Asia's earthquake, some of the worst suffering is still to come. Relief workers report a shortage of medical care. We have one perspective today from Cassandra Nelson. She's with Mercy Corps, a non-governmental organization. She's been visiting Pakistan's Sirhan Valley, where field hospitals have been set up for the injured.
Many of these people have been stranded up in the mountains where they live and unable to reach any kind of medical facilities or get out. Yesterday, when I was at the medical post that Mercy Corps has set up, I saw three families bringing down people on these charpoys, these string cots that they used to sleep on, as if they were stretchers. They said it had taken them over 8 hours to reach the health post by foot. Today, I saw two patients who had just arrived. One was a three-year-old girl who had a fractured tibia and a very deep wound. The wound they had bound with all they had, and that was a piece of cardboard and some string. Our doctor was very afraid that this was the first stage of gangrene is setting in, and we're seeing that repeatedly in people that are coming in now are these secondary infections that are going gangrene. And we still don't have the surgical capabilities here to do things like the unfortunate necessary amputations that are going to start having to take place quickly just to save lives. So these people are now being triaged here, cleaned up, bandaged up, and then being sent down on vehicle to hospitals and other kinds of health clinics that have the surgical component that can deal with some of these very, very bad infections.
Who is providing emergency medical care? Your NGO is there. Other NGOs? The government?
The government certainly has set up some things. Right now we're actually in a government hospital. The government hospital actually is completely destroyed. They were able to salvage the medicines and move them over and set up just some plastic sheeting to kind of make a sheltered area that's serving as sort of the health clinic now. But they have one doctor, so we brought in our doctors too. But, you know, most of these, you know, small mountainous towns have one or two doctors maximum. A lot of them have been killed, leaving them maybe with medicines, but no one who can actually help them.
What concerns are there about a safe food supply and a safe water supply?
The food supply is not a concern now. We're finding in most of the places that we are working that there is adequate food supplies for, say, the next 5 days. The concern actually is on the sanitation side. All the people that have been left homeless are now living out, you know, if they're lucky, they have a tent. Many of them still are without shelter. Yesterday when I was in Balakot, I was in a small little block area where a couple families had set up their living arrangements. They'd lost their home. And in this, it's like 20 feet by 20 feet area, there were two fresh holes that were dug to be graves, and the bodies were going to be going in shortly. There was two freshly buried graves. There were people using just the open area as a toilet. There were people cooking. They need to have latrines built for the displaced people. They don't have anywhere to go to the bathroom. The water, they do have some working wells, and they can get their water from springs in some cases, which is pretty good water. But we're also going around and testing water to see where we need to bring in water or also where we need to provide salinations to clean their water.
Cassandra Nelson is with Mercy Corps. She's in Pakistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.